Good afternoon, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, not too bad.
So the series aims at starting conversations about sensitive topics and the spread of awareness by exposing audiences to the graphic nature of suicide. What effect do you believe this has had in suicide prevention?
Okay, so the first series raised a whole range of really interesting issues relevant to suicide, including bullying, discrimination, alcohol and other drug use, sexual assault, and violence. And so that was quite useful, although graphic and perhaps a little bit too graphic in some places. It was really useful in raising awareness and putting suicide prevention on the agenda and getting people to start talk about issues associated with suicide.
And since the show has been aired, how has suicide been depicted differently on our screens?
Okay, so after the first series, there was actually quite a lot of outcry about the way some of the messages were portrayed and some of the images, and particularly the suicide scene, which can be particularly damaging. So the literature shows us that it's best not to show a suicide. I mean, it's quite good to talk about some of the issues surrounding suicide, but graphically showing suicide and how to do suicide, how to complete a suicide, is not a great thing to do. So as a response to that, from the first series, there wasn't much support and much information. Agencies, particularly in Australia, agencies jumped on board fairly quickly and produced a range of different materials for young people, parents and teachers to help discuss the issues, which is really good. So organisations like Headspace and Mental Health First Aid, Black Dog, were really good in providing support for people.
Yeah, definitely. And the big thing with the first season was there was a lot of backlash with the way that they did represent suicide. And in season two, there has been links to helplines and resources after the end of each episode. But what's more important, I think, is why has this only happened in the second season, not the first?
Well, I think the first season Netflix wasn't quite prepared for the backlash. You need to remember that there's actually a lot of movies and shows that depict negative scenes and probably don't depict things in the way that we would like them depicted that don't get picked up. But because this was such a popular series and was quite salient with the target group, it generated a lot of discussion. And from that discussion, then it was recognised that there was a need for helplines and support and content warnings and things like that, which probably should be happening in everything. And in Australia, we certainly do have some regulations associated with that, but it's a little bit more difficult when it's online and not controlled through Australian government.
Yeah, definitely. It was almost like they weren't prepared for it to be as big as it was, and hence they didn't really expect to have that much of a backlash with it.
No, absolutely. I think the success of it was certainly encouraged the discussion, and then they received the criticism.
Yeah, and in 2016, Australia did see a massive 2,866 lives lost to suicide. So since then, how has the media's representation of prevention further been altered to reduce these numbers?
Okay, so the media in Australia tries really carefully to depict suicide The media in Australia tries really carefully to not show actual suicides and to talk more about the issues surrounding suicide. And you'll notice at the end of every show that we have in Australia, we provide relevant helplines and contacts. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, definitely. And just like you said, with the stuff that is aired in Australia in the media, they do have contacts and resources for people seeking help, and 13 Reasons Why have done this. How important has this been to be able to localise to the country for the resources?
Oh, I think that's really important. I think we have to congratulate our Australian organisations for providing relevant material to our organisations. So organisations like Headspace have provided materials for parents, teachers and students, which is really important. Black Dog has provided some curriculum materials for teachers as well to help discuss some of those issues. We need to also recognise that this is rated M15+. However, we know that younger kids are probably going to be viewing it as well. So from a school perspective, it's quite important to include these discussions around issues that kids might have raised, but we also need to recognise that it's but it is targeted at older adolescents.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
That's okay.